Well, first of all, PJ, congratulations. Champions again.
Many thanks, and a very hard-fought win, I have to say. Delighted. Haven't had this team for a while, so myself and Ronan's away on holidays at the minute, so he just texts me. He's delighted, so yeah, happy days all round.
Three in a row as well, so is this the start of something again?
Be honest, we never focused on three in a row. We just focused on this year because it was our first year to look after the team, so we didn't even mention three in a row, to be honest.
Yeah. Three goals in the first half, I suppose it's fair to say you laid the foundation in the first half.
We had a marvellous first half, full forward line done us proud in the first half. They really done the business. Second half, the Tandy came back as we expected they would, and they troubled us big time right to the very end.
Yeah, and as I said, the goals were crucial. The first one, okay, as the Tandy responded, but the two before half time, the one from Niall Campbell and the other from Stephen Boyle, really were the big scores.
Well, it's with a big, big lead at half time, we're playing with the wind. We needed that lead at half time. We wanted to show Setanta and our supporters that we meant business today, and we done it in the first half. Yeah. And to be fair to Setanta, they came back and they done it in the second half.
Would that worry you slightly that you allowed them back into it?
We were against the breeze and we had injuries as well, and some of the injuries we carried into the team just into the game, just they caught up with us towards the end, and we weren't as strong at the end as we were in the first half.
Yeah. Well, Martin, first of all, congratulations, captain of Burton, a county winning final.
Hi, yeah, it's a great feeling tonight. It's something I always wanted to do, and fair play to the boys and on the effort the other day. It was a tough first half. The first half, we ran away. The three goals gave us a good cushion. But at the same time, we knew at half-time Setanta was going to come back to us. But thanks to God, there at the end, we held on. Mm-hmm. With a close scare in the end.
The goals, you needed the goals in the first half.
You coming out, though, started a breeze there, and I was in two minds, to be honest, you whether to go with one against them, and then I said, not, we'll go with the one to see how it goes, and thanks to God, it worked out.
Yeah, as you said, Setanta came back at you. You know, you were hanging on at the end, but though, in fairness, you had the cushion, you had the 10-point lead at half-time, and you know, that last goal probably does give it a bit of a gloss for Setanta.
Aye, that's it. We knew we didn't want to get any soft goals. That's why we were sort of everybody came back into the fence. They threw Danny Collin up front there. But thanks to Joe and Ronan there for they held them out. But some great displays there today, especially Ronan in the middle of the field. Enda, too, came back there from injury. He was flying today. They always say that there's not a lot of legs left in the Eastport team, but we keep coming back for more. Whatever happens, so it seems to be just in us to keep coming back for more.
So the three in a row as well, is this the start of another long?
Well, hopefully, we always take it a year at a time, and hopefully we'll be back next year for another one. Yeah. We'll have a look.
Yeah, and of course now looking forward to the Ulster Intermediate.
That's it. We were beat last year by Lisbeth. Hopefully we can lift our game a wee bit more this year. I think we'll play the Antrim Champions, so it'll be tough enough. But if we can keep the intensity up at our training, hopefully it will go well for us.